would be helpful if he was prepared to speak to a marriage therapist, just in terms of what's going wrong with the relationships. Because, you know, when one is involved in something that goes wrong, you tend to repeat it unless you have some kind of insight as to what has caused the problem. So that would be my very first suggestion. And as a leader, it would be a good thing to take his damaged relationships very, very seriously. You know, it's not just by the way. He must remember that he's meant to be a role model for an entire nation. And so I wouldn't want to be judgmental, because one just doesn't know. You know, the lifestyle is very often very demanding. And relationships can be very demanding. And unless you strike up a very, very profound balance between those two, the one suffers.
Now, if you were to advise him, what would you tell him?
I would say to him, can't we sit down and try and understand what your understanding is of why things are not working? And then hopefully to meet with his partner and to get her understanding of where things are going wrong and what she finds completely untenable. And then to move on from there. Because, you know, the thing tends to become a vicious circle. You say this, I say that. You say this, I say that. And there's competition for time. There's a sense of neglect. There's anger because you're constantly feeling as one of the partners that you're not being understood and respected or cared for properly.
And I guess there are some psychological issues actually associated with some of these marriage issues. So at the end of the day, what happens to their children, you know, when this is taking place?
Well, yes. I mean, I think you raise a very important issue. And the issue is that, you know, a marriage is never just two people. And the consequences of the breakup of a marriage leaves huge, very often, devastation and dysfunction and difficulties for the children. Sometimes the children are obviously caught in the crossfire,